Hello and welcome to KVAK's 2015 Live Holiday Show.
We are the kids of the KVAK Kids Club here to wish you happy holidays.
Share some poems and songs.
Talk with local Girl Scouts about their gift card and blanket drive.
And give you a chance to win prizes.
Stay tuned. Here's a holiday story we recorded at our last recording session.
And watch our Christmas play.
Our teachers helped a little, but we did the most ourselves.
The biggest kid played Santa, and the smallest kids were elves.
A few were Santa's reindeer, so they got to run and leap.
Some of us were shepherds, and a bunch were woolly sheep.
There was Jesus in a manger.
There were angels wearing wings.
There was Joseph, there was Mary, and the three wise Eastern kings.
We wore makeup, we wore costumes, it was really lots of fun.
And our parents all applauded when our Christmas play was done.
Then we took our vows, everyone that is, but me.
I just stood there green and fragrant, for I played the Christmas tree.
Make your holiday dream come true.
Donate a gift card or a certificate.
We are Girl Scouts.
Yeah, we are.
You bet ya.
Troops 524 and 243.
Yeah, baby. That's our troop.
We are collecting gift cards and certificates and working with the Nazarene Church to pass them along to foster kids this holiday season.
Any amount is fine.
We are looking for cards for younger kids.
Maybe Harbor Landing or South Central for choice?
For older kids, Subway cards, Halibut House, etc. Oh, great.
Any amount is fine.
Please drop off your gift card donations at KVAK Radio by December 15th so the donations can be used to spread some cheer this holiday season.
Thank you for your support.
If you missed the Herman Hutchins concert, we've got your back.
It's time for a song recorded by Mrs. Bauman at the elementary school.
And now... And now an interview with local Girl Scout Marianne Prox.
Hello, Marianne. Tell us about the Bags of Love program.
The Bags of Love program is for kids taken from their home and put into foster care. The bag has a blanket, coloring books, stuffed animals, and toiletries.
Tell us about the blankets.
Blankets are great to make kids feel warm and safe. The blankets we're using are fleece and are 1 to 2 yards long.
Have you got many donations so far?
Yes. We had donations from people at Valdez, and then the Girl Scout had an overnight sleepover to make blankets in January.
Is it hard to make these blankets?
Nope. It's easy and fun.
Tell us about the gift cards for foster kids. Today is the last day to drop off gift cards.
We'll use gift cards for foster kids in our community, mostly the older ones that are more mature and kind of would like that stuff better.
Thank you for the interview.
Thanks to the Girl Scouts.
We would love for people to stop by right now to drop off a donation or a gift card.
The Kids Club members in the studio have a candy cane
for those who make it in during the show.
Thank you for listening. We've got a poem coming up.
Across the snow-covered meadows and far off into the night, we reflect and wonder what good things lie ahead in this coming year. GCI hopes you enjoy the company of those who love this holiday season and that your Christmas is merry and bright. Happy holidays from GCI.
A snowflake fell into my hand.
A tiny, fragile gem.
A frosty crystal flowerlet.
With petals but no stem.
I wondered at the beauty
of its intricate design.
I breathed. The snowflake vanished.
But for moments it was mine.
Hi, this is Justin Brox. Merry Christmas from The Prospector.
If you can believe that was me 6 years ago, you'll also believe that The Prospector has been wishing you a very Merry Christmas for 26 years. So whether you've been here since the 80s or you've just arrived, The Prospector wants to wish you the best and brightest of holiday seasons.
Have a great Christmas with family and friends.
May your holiday season never end.
Merry Christmas to everyone!
From The Prospector on Egan Drive.
Happy Holidays from Salon Eclipse.
Heather would like to wish everyone the most wonderful season ever.
Heather, you mean Mom?
Yes, I mean Mom, but this is a radio ad, and I need to say her name so people know who we're talking about.
Oh, that makes sense. What else does Heather have to say?
Well, Mom, I mean Heather, at Salon Eclipse would like to thank everyone out there in Radioland for their business this year and wish them a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from Salon Eclipse.
Valdez Fisheries Development Association and Solomon Falls Seafood hopes that your Christmas season is filled with warmth and good cheer now and throughout the coming year. All the best to you and yours. Have a wonderful holiday season and a Happy New Year from Solomon Falls Seafood and Valdez Fisheries Development Association.
And now, a little holiday trivia for you.
If you know the answer to this holiday question, call us at 835-1230 to win a KVK t-shirt.
Ready? Here's the question. What was Scrooge's first name?
If you know the answer, call in now.
Come on, call in.
Remember, call us at
835-1230. Hello,
KV. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Is it Ebenezer?
Yes, you're correct.
Who is it?
Carly Smith. Carly Smith?
You're a winner and you can come get a t-shirt.
Sweet, thank you.
Thank you.
As a kid, is there anything more tempting than seeing your name on a brightly colored package underneath the Christmas tree? It's nearly impossible to not give that box a little shake. Lift it to see how heavy it is, or just plain old guess what toy's inside. Well, oh, who are we kidding? That temptation never goes away. So let's just embrace that and enjoy being like excited little kids this holiday season. Merry Christmas from your friends at South Central Hardware.
It's time for another song recorded by Mrs. Bauman at the elementary school.
Everyone's favorite time of year is here, and the Valdez Convention and Visitors Bureau wants to wish you a very best this holiday season. Lorraine, the board, and the staff also want to thank you, Valdez, for warmly sharing this beautiful town with many visitors who come all year round. Whether you're staying here or visiting loved ones, the BCVB wishes you safe travels and a holiday season full of love, laughter, joy, and happiness.
On Christmas Eve, we bundle up
and go out caroling.
Our neighbors shut their windows
when they hear my family sing.
My voice is very beautiful.
I sing just like a bird.
But everyone just drowns me out.
So I am barely heard.
Dad sings like a buffalo.
And mother like a moose.
My sister sounds like breaking glass.
My brother like a goose.
Some people come and greet us.
They bring cookies on a tray.
I think they give us cookies.
Just to make us go away.
Though our singing sounds so sour,
it sends shivers down my spine.
When we're caroling together,
there's no family sweet as mine.
Just in time for the holidays, the Prospector is having our winter sale. There'll be things for everyone on your list, from brands that you know will get you through the winter in comfort and style. All Carhartt is 20% off. You know all about Carhartt and our huge selection of coats, bibs, shirts, and pants for men, women, and kids, and it's all on sale. We have our active winter lines like the North Face, Columbia, Mountain Hardware, Burton, and Marmot on sale at 20% off, too. Toad & Co., Life is Good, and Woolrich are on sale, and you'll be able to find the perfect gift from our selection of casual clothing for men and women. Finally, we have 20% off UGG and Sorel boots for men, women, and kids. You know Santa can't go wrong with a pair of UGGs under the tree. That's all on sale now at the Prospector at our new location on Egan Drive. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8. 9 to 7 on Saturday, and noon to 6 on Sunday. And to make your shopping even easier, we have free gift wrapping, too.
And now, a little holiday trivia for you.
If you know the answer to this holiday question, call us at 835-1230 to win a KVAK t-shirt.
Ready? Here's the question. What's the traditional Christmas flower?
If you know the answer, call in now. It's 835-1230.
Call now. You could win a t-shirt.
You could choose the color and size.
Here's the question again. What's the traditional Christmas flower?
If you know the answer, call in now at KVAK. You're on air with KVAK.
Poinsettia?
Yeah. Ding, 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 you won a free t-shirt. Come around KVAK to pick it up and to size.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
Emma Child.
Emma, congratulations. You won the trivia question.
Thank you.
And you're awesome.
Thanks.
Bye.
And now a special treat. The Valdez High School Choir will sing a song for us live.
Silence now.
It's me again.
Reminding you I'm here.
I'm making my life easier
and shorter than last year.
I'd like a stack of comic books.
A dozen apple pies.
A box of chocolate brownies.
And an elephant that flies.
A porpoise for the bathtub.
And a dragon for my room.
A robot that does homework.
And can also use a broom.
And I'd like a hippopotamus.
A trumpet and a drum.
I could use a half a dollar.
And a million sticks of gum.
Just leave them underneath our tree
or near our fireplace.
Oh, you probably won't bring them,
but I'm waiting.
Just in case.
Announcing Doorbusters. Huge sale prices on select items at South Central Hardware that will have you busting down the doors this holiday season. South Central will be choosing items and putting them on sale at a deep discount. We're taking half off and more. All Doorbuster specials will be posted on the front doors every few days, and they won't last long. Items for moms, dads, kids, everyone on your list.
Doorbusters at South Central Hardware!
No need to actually bust down the doors. Pull!
It's time for another song by Mrs. Bauman at the elementary school.
Clement Clark Moore wrote the poem, "Twas the Night Before Christmas," also called "A Visit from St. Nicholas." In 1822, it is now the tradition in many American families to read the poem every Christmas Eve. Clement Moore, the author of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," was a reticent man, and it is believed that a family friend, Miss H. Butler, sent a copy of the poem to the New York Centennial, who published the poem. The condition of publication that was that the author of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" was to remain anonymous. The first publication date was the 23rd of December 1823, and it was an immediate success. It was not until 1844 that Clement Clark Moore claimed ownership when the work was included in a book of his poetry.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wandering eyes should appear, but a miniature sleigh and eight teeny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his sack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Hi, this is Justin Fox. Merry Christmas from the Prospector.
If you can believe that was me 6 years ago, you'll also believe that the Prospector has been wishing you a very Merry Christmas for 26 years. So whether you've been here since the 80s or you've just arrived, the Prospector wants to wish you the best and brightest of holiday seasons.
Have a great Christmas with family and friends.
May your holiday be a never end.
Merry Christmas to everyone!
From the Prospector on Egan Drive.
Daddy took me to the forest.
For our Christmas tree today.
He said that we'd enjoy it.
And we'd hardly have to pay.
We were wearing scarves and mittens.
All our very warmest clothes.
But our cheeks soon looked like cherries.
And our fingers nearly froze.
We hunted through the forest.
For a tree that was just right.
By the time we finally found one.
We were both an awful sight.
I was shivering and shaking.
Daddy shook and shivered too.
I was colder than an iceberg.
Daddy's face was turning blue.
Daddy finally chopped that tree down.
But the way he did was dumb.
When it fell and knocked him backward.
He cut his nose and thumb.
Daddy also sprained his shoulder.
Banged an elbow, scraped a knee.
As I helped him up, he muttered,
"Son, next year we'll buy our tree."
Across the snow-covered meadows and far off into the night, we reflect and wonder what good things lie ahead in this coming year. GCI hopes you enjoy the company of those who love this holiday season and that your Christmas is merry and bright. Happy holidays from GCI.
My mother got me bundled up
in tons of winter clothes.
You could not recognize me
if I did not have a nose.
I'd wear much less, but she'd get mad
if I dared to disobey her.
So I stayed wrapped from head to toe,
in layer after layer.
I'm wearing extra sweaters.
I'm wearing extra socks.
My galoshes are so heavy
that my ankles seem like rocks.
I am wearing scarves and earmuffs.
I'm wearing itchy pants.
My legs feel like they're swarming
with a million tiny ants.
Happy holidays from Salon Eclipse.
Heather would like to wish everyone the most wonderful season ever.
Heather, you mean Mom?
Yes, I mean Mom, but this is a radio ad, and I need to say her name so people know who we're talking about.
Oh, that makes sense. What else does Heather have to say?
Well, Mom, I mean Heather, at Salon Eclipse would like to thank everyone out there in Radioland for their business this year and wish them a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from Salon Eclipse.
My snowman has a noble head.
He's broader than he's tall.
His ears are tin, his eyes are cool.
He has no neck at all. Beneath his ragged hat he wears
a wig of tangled wool.
His barrel chest is buttoned up.
His belly's rather full.
My snowman has a handsome face,
complete with carrot nose.
His arms are long, his legs are short. He hasn't any toes.
He wields a broom, he puffs a pipe.
His smile is wide and bright.
He looks like me, my father says.
You know, he may be right.
Valdez Fisheries Development Association and Solomon Falls Seafood hopes that your Christmas season is filled with warmth and good cheer now and throughout the coming year. All the best to you and yours. Have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year from Solomon Falls Seafood and Valdez Fisheries Development Association.
As a kid, is there anything more tempting than seeing your name on a brightly colored package underneath the Christmas tree? It's nearly impossible to not give that box a little shake. Lift it to see how heavy it is, or just plain old guess what toy's inside. Well, oh, who are we kidding? That temptation never goes away. So let's just embrace that and enjoy being like excited little kids this holiday season. Merry Christmas from your friends at South Central Hardware.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the KVA Kids Club!